And where do they get the idea that you're the clever one? You're nowhere near as clever as you think.
Well, neither are you.
Yes, but at least I know I'm not.
What? You know you're not as clever as you think.
Yes, unlike you.
So how clever do you think you are?
Very clever.
And how clever do you know you are, really?
Well, less clever than that. You've laid some kind of trap.
So to recap, what's good about you as opposed to me is that you know you're several degrees less clever than you think you are, and that's somehow morally healthy, whereas my opinion of my own intelligence, as flawed an evaluation as anyone's is likely to be, is deemed unreliable because of its albeit subjective consistency.
You do see why you never get laid, don't you?